Much like we sang in Psalm 90 and Psalm 38, we stretch out our hands to the Lord and we ask Him for wisdom and for guidance. And in this case, it's wisdom and guidance when we are under God's hand of discipline. So please listen as I read Psalm 38, and then I'll give a few words of explanation about it. Psalm 38, this is God's word. The Psalm of David to bring to remembrance. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your wrath, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. For your arrows pierce me deeply, and your hand presses me down. There's no soundness in my flesh because of your anger, nor any health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head. Like a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. My wounds are foul and festering because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. For my loins are full of inflammation, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feebly and severely broken. I groan because of the turmoil in my heart. Lord, all my desire is before you, and my sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pants. My strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it also has gone from me. My loved ones and my friends stand aloof from my plague, and my relatives stand afar off. Those also who seek my life lay snares for me. Those who seek my heart speak of destruction and plan deception all the day long. But I, like a deaf man, do not hear. I am like a mute who does not open his mouth. Thus I am like a man who does not hear, and in whose mouth there is no response. For in you, O Lord, I hope. You will hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest they rejoice over me, lest when my foot slips, they exalt themselves against me. For I am ready to fall, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare my iniquity. I will be in anguish over my sin. But my enemies are vigorous, and they are strong, and those who hate me wrongly have multiplied. Those who render evil for good, they are my adversaries, because I follow what is good. Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation. Psalm 38 is a confession of sin, including a request from God that he would send relief from the discipline that he gives to his children in love. I want to give you three reasons, just drawing out briefly from the psalm, three reasons why David appeals this way for forgiveness and for the relief that comes from God's hand. And then to point you to Jesus Christ. The first comes in verses 1 through 8. David appeals to God because he is holy. This explains the terms that David uses. He says that God is one who rebukes and chastens. He is the one who does have wrath and displeasure. It's something that we sometimes forget about when we are enjoying the love of God and the forgiveness. We need to remember that he is also a holy God, which explains why there is language like this. Psalms describe God being angry with the wicked. And it's right that he is angry because he is a holy God. David explains this and describes it very figuratively in poetic language. He says, God shoots his arrows at me. And those arrows pierce deeply. And he goes on and describes the turmoil that he has in heart and in body. He's understanding that the Lord is chastening him or is disciplining him for the sin that is in his life. And it highlights something that's important for you as a believer to understand, that the way God deals with you is different than the way he deals with the unrighteous. When the Lord sends his wrath against those who are unbelievers, it is a wrath that destroys and that judges eternally. But for you, as God's children, it is a wrath that is moderated and answered by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And yet God is still holy. And so when your sin comes and God's Spirit convicts you of that sin, it is right to recognize that God is holy and that He does discipline you. But that discipline is a discipline out of love, not out of judgment. So recognize that David appeals to God because he is holy. And this psalm will lead you, when you feel that chastening hand of God, to remember that he is holy. But secondly, remember that he is also faithful. David appeals to God because of that faithfulness. Look at verses 9 through 15. He makes a contrast between what's happening in his life and what God does. In his life, everyone is deserting him. His friends, his family, and he laments that is happening. He says, "My groaning is not hidden from you, though my loved ones around me have abandoned." David expresses a very human experience here, a very human understanding. It is to be human to feel abandoned in these times of hardship. When you suffer sickness, and when you suffer God's chastening, you may feel very alone and very unheard. You might feel like Job did in his affliction. Even his friends and his wife were deserting him. But God gives a very tender response in this case. He assures you that he will never leave you or forsake you. And David grasps this. In verse 15 he says, "For in you, Lord, do I hope. You will hear, O Lord my God." And he uses God's covenant name. It's capitalized with capital L-O-R-D, which is the covenant name for God. The effect is to call upon his faithfulness. That too is important when you are under God's chastening hand. To remember that he chastens as a father who loves you. He's not ever leaving you or forsaking you. Finally, in verses 16 through 22, David appeals for relief based on God's glory and honor. Here, David acknowledges that his own sin has brought shame, not just to himself, but shame to God. He's given reason for the enemies to gloat and to taunt him. And he is burdened by that. We need to recognize that when believers stumble, when they fall, that it brings great joy in the enemy's camp. And it's right to follow David then to ask relief so that God would be glorified, that the shame that our sin has brought would bring honor to God. And so he appeals, "Do not be far off. Hurry to help, O my God." In this psalm, we can see Christ in a very important way. For as Christ takes up this psalm, he was the one who was forsaken by all, by relatives, by friends, by confidence, by his own disciples, and he was forsaken by the Father because he is holy. He was forsaken and judged for our trespasses, and when he suffered on the cross, he satisfied the judgment that you and I deserve. That's why God can deal with us as his sons. Because the judgment that we deserve has been paid. And so he is merciful to us. And he can look at you and the righteousness of Christ, and by the stripes that fell on Jesus, we can find our healing. You can look to him in trial then. Remember that not every trial is because of sin. That is not how God deals with our sin. He is merciful and patient. But in your trial, it is appropriate to ask God to reveal sin in you. And if found, it's right for you to confess that sin, to ask God for forgiveness, and to ask God for relief on the basis of his holiness, his faithfulness, and his honor and glory. And then thank God for Jesus, our Redeemer. Throughout this month, we'll be singing the last portion of that psalm. But throughout this morning, we'll sing all of it. So first we'll be singing about his holiness, then his faithfulness, and finally his honor and glory. Let's do so. Turn to Psalm 38, Selection A in your Psalter. And we'll sing of that holiness of God and ask him not to rebuke us in his wrath. Please stand to sing.